Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Final inspection. Time to hear from the Hall of Fame Formula One driver and legendary motorsports television commentator, David Hobbs.
Yeah, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. I'm Steve Zottke. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is from Road America, David Hobbs. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, thank you very much. Always good to be on your show.
So,
and, up here at Road America, busy weekend, a lot of cars, a lot of people. Great show.
And I've heard from the grapevine that they had the red flag thing because of lightning.
Yeah, actually, it didn't look too bad. I wondered why the shop had suddenly filled up, and it turned out it was just warning. But the marshals, they had to bring all the marshals in because of the severe weather warning. Anyway, they're all out again now because the cars are back on the track.
So, excellent.
I guess the danger's passed.
And you're in the new, I guess, expanded gift shop at Road America. That's right on the in the paddock on the main road, signing books. Hobble this weekend, aren't you?
I am. We sold a few. In fact, things are going pretty well. I'm with Bert Levy, who's selling his myriads of books. And Julie lets us have our little stand at the end of the paddock shop here, which, as you say, is a very splendiferous place. I mean, it's a big shop with a lot of stuff. And, of course, underneath is the Tufte Center, named after Cliff Tufte, who built Road America. And, of course, it's their banquet room, so it's a very nice unit.
In which IndyCar weekend you had the pleasure of hosting an event, and then coming up NASCAR weekend in a couple weeks or 3 weeks, Robbie Gordon will be hosting a rib fest type deal down in the banquet room NASCAR weekend, so that should be a lot of fun. If people are interested in that, they can go to roadamerica.com for details on that. Switching over to Formula One, you know, early on, it was just a dreadful season as Mercedes just, pardon the pun, just panzered through the field and was dominating. And the threat from Ferrari to give them a push just never really developed. But now the last three, four races have been absolutely entertaining. And the German Grand Prix was one of those races where you were just like, wow, I can't believe this is happening. And Max Verstappen with the win. And not only that, but just the drivers that were on the podium and almost made the podium, you just kind of scratch your head and you're like, wow, nice job.
Yes, it was a fascinating race. Again, the weather made the race. And even Lewis Hamilton, who has won in his career since 2007, he's won something like 9 of the wet races that were in that period of time, way, way more than anybody else, until last week when he had a couple of faux pas of his own. They had a terrible pit stop, and he finished out of the points. Verstappen, who was lying third in the points, made a huge increase, of course, on his nearest rival, which is Sebastian Vettel. And and then, of course, today in Hungary, just 1 week later, which is the last race now before the summer break, where there's no racing at all in August for the Formula One guys, Verstappen managed to put the car on the pole position here in Hungary. And again, it's another Hamilton circuit. He already has 6 pole positions here and 6 wins. But it could be a very interesting race. I mean, Verstappen out qualified. Of course, it wasn't Hamilton who was next to Verstappen on the front row. It's Hamilton's teammate, Valtteri Bottas, who's right there.
Interesting.
Then comes Hamilton. Then it's Leclerc, who out qualifies his teammate, Sebastian Vettel, for the 5th race in a row. And then the rest of the field behind that. So it was a pretty interesting qualifying session. Of course, the times, as you can imagine, are all very, very close. So the race tomorrow really is stacking up to be a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was interesting on the Sky Sports coverage. You were seeing how with the Hungaroring, with some of the corners that they have, doesn't really bode well for the Mercedes. You know, the Mercedes is is very good on some of these long kind of sweeping corners, but with the apexes and the tightness of the corners, it doesn't really bode well for the Mercedes. Is that something you're seeing?
Well, you got a point there. They're very good in the center, in the second sector, which is the twistiest bit of the track. But the trouble with that is, it's no good being quick there because you can't overtake. And Hungary is notoriously difficult to overtake on. And obviously the Mercedes can't really stretch its legs here. And, of course, it's very, very... got to go down the record books. This is only, the third pole position that Honda have had since, 2002. So it's their first pole position since the hybrid era. So I've no doubt the guys at Honda are absolutely ecstatic. Terrific effort by Verstappen. Of course, they had their first win for a hell of a long time last week in Germany. So, yeah, things are looking up for Honda, which, as a Honda dealer, I like to see, obviously. And, of course, everybody likes to see it because it adds a bit of excitement to the race.
Yes, it does. Yep.
Which, as you say, this season has been pretty much dominated by not only Mercedes, but by Lewis Hamilton, too.
We're talking to David Hobbs on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Yeah, last week with Germany, you had Sebastian Vettel starting starting last, worked his way through the field, and I it must have felt good for him to get up on a podium in second. And then the guy that just, we scratch our heads at because he keeps coming back is Daniel Kvyat, who was who was unceremoniously dumped and then comes back to Red Bull and ends up on the podium in Germany. And then Lance Stroll, too, who almost looked like he was going to be on the podium, which would have been a first for Racing Point.
Well, you're right. And again, as I said earlier, the weather played just an incredible part in it. Everybody's strategy was mixed up. They had to come in and out, change tires multiple times. Intermediates, slicks, they all tried slicks with disastrous consequences. I must say, I thought at the time they had been a bit optimistic going on to slicks at that period. But as you say, people like Lance Stroll had a great race. Qualifying wasn't so good today. Neither he nor his teammate, Perez, got out of Q1, which is not very good for Racing Point.
Mm-hmm.
George Russell in the Williams had their best qualifying, because normally the two Williams have been dead last in every qualifying and every race this year. And George Williams really very close to getting into Q2. And the gap between the Williams in the front of the field has suddenly dropped to about a second and a half. Whereas at the beginning of the season, the gap between them and the rest of the field was about 4 seconds. So,
sure.
Things are looking better for him, but of course he's still going to be near the back of the grid, but still looking pretty good. Gasly got through to the top 10. Romain Grosjean in the American Haas car qualified down in, 8th or 9th spot. So looking good for them. But they seem to have the Haas car seems to have trouble making the tyres work. More trouble than most people. But, tomorrow's stacking up to be a pretty interesting race, but it could be a bit processional because, as I say, overtaking at the Hungaroring is not easy.
Yeah, it's not. And, that is with George Russell, for Williams, for a team that is so heralded in won championships with Nelson Piquet and Alan Jones, and to see them struggling is certainly painful, especially with this year, what happened in preseason testing and that. But yeah, maybe they're finally making their way and making that chassis work, aren't they?
Well, apparently they bought a whole raft of updates to Germany, which didn't seem to work very well. But the drivers said the car is a lot better. And obviously today showed that they are making good strides, which is terrific to see. Because believe it or not, Williams are still second in the amount of manufacturers' championships won behind Ferrari. They have won 9 championships.
Hmm.
But of course, Ferrari have been in Formula One 20 years longer than Williams, so that makes a big help. The two McLarens looked very good today as well. They both got in the top 10. So that's good for them. They're improving enormously. Poor old Daniel Ricciardo, who has won this race, driving for Red Bull, must be ruining his decision to move from Red Bull to Renault, because he too failed to get out of Q1. They made a poor decision and let him out in traffic, and they were all stumbling over each other, and Daniel Ricciardo failed to get out of Q1, so he'll be very, very uptight going into the race tomorrow.
Ah, it's okay. He's crying all the way to the bank.
Yes, that is true. I was thinking this morning, he was doing his interview and smiling away, and I thought, yeah, well, Daniel, you've always smiled well, you're always great. You're a great interviewer, you're terrific. But the fact is, yeah, he paid about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I guess you can. I guess a lot of things would go wrong if you're getting paid 10 million.
So what is next for Mr. Hobbs? Are you're going out to Philadelphia next, or what's next for the guy who's retired and has never traveled more in his life, I think?
Well, this week we're here at Road America for the IMSA race, which looks like it's going to be a pretty good race as well, because all the drivers love it here because it's a nice long circuit, over 4 miles of hilly terrain, so lots of great corners, some elevation change. Massive, great spectator track, because you can move around, you know, you can go from corner to corner so easily, and the drivers like it too. Next Saturday, I'm flying over to Philadelphia to go to the Fred Simeon collection, which is one of the finest collectors in North America, and me and Will Buxton, who a lot of our listeners will remember being on Formula One, he now works for Formula One. He is flying over to the States for the one day to sell his book. So he and I will both be selling our books at Simeon next week. And as I say, it's a fantastic collection. If you're ever in the Philadelphia area, it is certainly worth it. And then in a couple of weeks' time, I'm going to up to Boston. I'm going to go to the Lime Rock weekend for their Vintage Fall Festival. And I'm doing an event down in September in Arkansas for the Brits Over the Ozarks. Still not quite sure who Brits Over the Ozarks are, but they're very nice people. So I guess it's all sorts of British cars are going to be on display down there in Arkansas.
Interesting.
So that should be good fun too.
All right. Well, David, we certainly appreciate you coming on the show, and we will chat more in the upcoming weeks. And coming up next, we're going to talk with Cooper McNeil, driver of the Scuderia Corsa WeatherTech Ferrari 488 GT3 in the WeatherTech Sports Car Championship, who is racing up at Road America, where you can buy a copy of Habbo at the big Road America gift shop and have it autographed, and maybe even buy a book by Bert Levy. So make sure you check those up at Road America either today and or tomorrow. So coming up next, Cooper McNeil on the Final Inspection Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.